From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter with this news. The Juneau Assembly approved an ordinance this summer allowing Eagle Crest Ski Area to serve alcohol, but skiers will likely have to wait until next winter to partake. The Juneau Empire reports Eagle Crest's General Manager David Scanlon said Friday he expects the evaluation and permitting processes to last for most of this winter, but that a pub should be ready by winter 2018. Eagle Crest still has to contract with the City and Borough of Juneau, work with the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, and find a vendor to renovate pub space. The ordinance the Assembly passed in June allows Eagle Crest to serve beer, wine, alcoholic ciders, and similar beverages. It does not allow the ski area to serve hard alcohol. Instead of consolidating Thunder Mountain High School's football team and cheer squad into Juneau Douglas High Schools as planned, the Juneau School District will create a completely new team. In a statement, District Chief of Staff Kristen Bartlett said the new football team will not sport the name, colors, or mascot of either school. Instead, Juneau students will play on a team representing the entire district. Last Tuesday, Thunder Mountain football players, students, coaches, and fans showed up to the Board of Education meeting to voice concern over the consolidation. Several suggested creating an entirely new team. Junior Alvin Huber plays defensive line for Thunder Mountain.
I don't want to lose the traditions I have over the past 3 years because you are your identity, your name is who you are, and the Thunder Mountain Falcon is who I am. So that's not going to change my senior year. I will play as a Falcon, but I will also play under whatever team name it is, and hopefully I can be a senior that sets us up for success as a new team of Juneau football.
The Alaska School Activities Association Board voted 4-1 on November 2nd to allow TMHS students to play for Juneau Douglas, as requested by the school district. The district said it will seek participation from all stakeholders as it moves forward with the merger. The new team will take the field next fall. And the United States will not seek the death penalty against a Utah man facing trial in the death of his wife aboard a cruise ship in southeast Alaska. Court documents released Friday note the U.S. Attorney's Office decision. Kenneth Manzanares pleaded not guilty to a federal charge in the first-degree murder of his wife, Christy Manzanares, aboard the Emerald Princess cruise ship in July. Alaska does not have the death penalty at the state level, but the federal death penalty is legal in all 50 states. The case is being tried in federal court because the death occurred in territorial waters. The trial is scheduled to begin next April. Looking at weather for today, a 20% chance of snow after 4 p.m., cloudy with a high near 24. And the National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for this evening beginning at 9 p.m. and ending at noon tomorrow. Snow accumulation totals of 3 to 5 inches are expected. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Adeline Baxter.